I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Louisiana Public Service Commissioner Clyde Holloway says he may be a surprise candidate for the 5th Congressional District seat. Holloway, a Republican from Forest Hill, says he believes he's the only candidate who can beat incumbent U.S. Representative Vance McAllister, whose reputation was damaged by a scandal early this year when a video was published showing the married congressman kissing a former staffer. Holloway finished fourth in last year's 5th District primary with 11%. He currently serves on the Public Service Commission. He is not required by law to give up his seat on the commission to run for Congress. Community members participated in an in-depth discussion of Common Core Tuesday night during KEDM's Policy in a Pint. Questions over the rollout of Common Core in K-12 were addressed in the discussion. Ouachita Parish Junior High Curriculum Director Dr. Amy Weems says part of the reason for a full rollout of the standards is so all students and teachers would become familiar with the program. Brittany Poshin, a student at the University of Louisiana Monroe, has reservations about putting new standards in place across the board.
A progressive implementation starting with the younger grades makes a lot more sense to me because these kids that are in middle school and high school have been in school for between 8 and 12 years already, and coming and giving them a 180 on what they've been learning is going to be not only discouraging but almost impossible.
Weems says one problem with partial implementation is that there would be a lapse with the teaching standards for teachers at the middle and high school level. Fellow panelist Mary Duzan, who serves as accountability and testing supervisor for Ouachita Parish Schools, says such a move would likely have a negative effect on assessing student performance because of different testing standards. Judge Todd Hernandez has sided with Common Core proponents. In a decision on Tuesday, he lifted the Jindal administration suspension of testing contracts tied to the Common Core education standards. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on the judge's decision.
An attorney for the plaintiff, Stephen Kupperman, says they're obviously pleased with the ruling.
I think the judge tended to see things our way.
In his written ruling, Hernandez says it would be a detriment to teachers, students, and schools if he did not rule as he did. A statement from Governor Jindal's office says that they believe the judge is wrong on the facts and the law and hopes he will reconsider this ruling at the full trial. Jindal's attorney will appeal the ruling. Although it's still early in the process, Kupperman is optimistic about the outcome.
I am convinced that we will see the Common Core type test, the Common Core aligned test, at the end of this year.
Eric Gill reporting.
Louisiana State University at Alexandria has received nearly $3 million for student scholarships and support on behalf of a couple's estate. John and Rebecca Ann Cox McCann left more than $2.9 million to the LSUA Foundation. John McCann, a lifelong Alexandria resident, died in November of 2010, and wife Ann in January. Their only child died in a trucking accident in 2001. The couple created a charitable trust in 1995. The estates were settled in June. A contribution from the estate earlier this year brings the McCann's contribution to LSUA to about $3.1 million. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny and hot during the day today with a high in the mid-90s. A few clouds this evening with a low in the mid-70s. More sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 90s.